Many Arizona mayors and real estate groups are speaking out against a bill in the state legislature they say would take away the only economic tool they have to attract large-scale development and business investment. The show's Lauren Gilger is here with more on this. And Lauren, what's going on?
Right. So House Bill 2213 goes after government property lease excise taxes, or giblets. So this is when the city owns a piece of land and they lease it to a developer, which gives them a lower property tax rate than if they owned the land outright. So it's how cities have gotten many major developments built. But conservatives call this corporate welfare. And the sponsor of this bill, State Representative Vince Leach, says they're being used in the wrong places. They're supposed to be used to combat slums and blight. But he says instead cities have used it in some of the most expensive districts, which has created this massive tax disparity among neighbors. So to find out more about what's behind this and what it might mean if this passes, I sat down with Mike Sunnix of the Phoenix Business Journal. He's been covering this bill. And I asked him to start by telling us what the cities are arguing here.
The cities will argue that without these giblet tax breaks, that a lot of these projects in downtown Phoenix, downtown Tempe, throughout the valley, might not have happened because it helps get financing done and it helps developers take a bit of a risk. If you look around downtown Phoenix or the big buildings in Tempe, a lot of those are or have been giblets in the past.
So they're against this bill and also the business community, right?
Real estate groups, commercial real estate groups generally are opposed to this. But more conservative small business groups, NFIB, supports the bill because they don't like the old picking winners and losers idea of having specifically crafted subsidies or tax breaks for one business. They'll argue that there's all these other small businesses, medium-sized businesses out there that maybe own their property and pay a higher tax rate than a big developer or a big company that's benefited from a giblet. The flip side of that is these projects bring in a lot of jobs, bring in a lot of square footage, and can bring in other companies. So, there's actually legitimate arguments kind of on both sides.
Right. Okay, so let's lay out exactly what this legislation would do if it did pass.
The aim of the bill is to kind of gear some of the funding that would be lost because of giblets and send that to K-12 schools. They would have a kind of a special tax rate for these deals based on the square footage. The mayors and the cities that oppose this, say they already work out deals with developers and businesses to try to keep schools, K-12 districts, harmless in the financing. So these folks that get the giblets do pay some kind of taxes. It's just a different type of setup than a regular business. So the goal from the Republican bill that's making its way through the legislature is to kind of eliminate some of these loopholes that they call them. They view it as corporate welfare. The city's opposed to this and the real estate groups opposed to this, say it would essentially pretty much neuter it and make it useless.
Right. And calling it corporate welfare, what's their argument there?
Is that they're picking one business, one developer, one project to benefit from something, while there's other projects where it's privately held land, somebody comes in and buys a property and builds something there, they don't get that same tax break. It's a common kind of conservative argument when it comes to economic development and business attraction, is they would rather have flat, lower taxes, treat everybody the same, versus picking specific projects or specific businesses or jobs that they would like to see come in.
So there are tools that other states have that we don't necessarily have here, that the cities are saying that that's the reason this is the only tool in their economic development toolbox to attract these kind of developments.
Yeah, just about every other state uses tax increment financing where they create these kind of special districts and they can capture revenue, future revenue within those districts, and then use that towards infrastructure, towards helping to finance development projects. This is what the Coyotes have been talking about with their arena. It's exactly what that is. And so a lot of other states will use that to try to revitalize an area. We don't have those, and anything that smells of TIF down at the legislature really gets frowned upon. And so the cities have turned to this kind of property tax break to fill that void.
So what's it looking like? Is this possible that this could go through?
It's interesting. See, if it gets to the floor, when it gets to votes, Republicans down there have a lot of pressure to vote for this because they have a very conservative caucus, very conservative constituencies that vote for them in the primaries. So if it gets to a floor vote or keeps making its way through votes, it has a good chance. The key for the opponents is probably to keep it from getting to the floor and having somebody block it or delay it or get some kind of indication from the governor's office that they would not support it. So it's one of those things where once you put people's feet to the fire, the Republican lawmakers down there feel a lot of pressure not to look like they're for corporate welfare. There's lots of ways to hold up bills at the legislature. So, I could see it getting stalled.
Do you think this is another example of sort of this ongoing battle we've been seeing over and over again where cities are sort of pitted against the state legislature on a lot of different things.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is another one of those things like shared revenue, immigration, education type stories where conservatives at the legislature are pitted against more moderate forces. At some of the cities like Tempe and Phoenix have Democratic majority councils. And there's always that rivalry as the backdrop of those two dynamics. And sometimes you see folks at the legislature kind of default, like if the cities like something, well, we don't like it so much. So there is some of that dynamic at play.
That was my conversation with Mike Sunnucks, who covers residential and commercial real estate and government for the Phoenix Business Journal. HB 2213 has passed through the House of Representatives, and now it goes on to the Senate for a vote.
That's the show's Lauren Gilger. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.